Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today's sunny skies, around 40, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, lower 20s, winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 40s, we'll see wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night, becoming mostly cloudy in the upper 20s. For Friday, looks like we'll have sunny skies, lower 40s, and Friday night, clear, 22 degrees. Right now, it's 12.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A Douglas County judge is being asked to consider whether a woman convicted of killing a Lawrence man should receive a reduced sentence. An attorney for 25-year-old Sarah Gonzalez-McLean of Topeka is arguing that she was not properly advised of a plea deal that could have reduced her sentence by half. Gonzalez-McLean is serving a hard 50 sentence for killing 52-year-old Harold Sasko in January of 2014. Prosecutors say that Gonzalez-McLean drugged and nearly beheaded Sasko, who was her supervisor at a pizza parlor. 2 days of hearings on the motion began Monday in Douglas County Court. Spirit AeroSystems, who produces fuselages for the grounded 737 Boeing MAX jet and already has dozens of them in storage, is trying to figure out what to do after the Boeing company temporarily halted production of the jet. The planes were grounded back in March after a pair of fatal crashes. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Ag Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Ag Ford?
Rusty Ag Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks on the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Ag Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Ag, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Ag Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Police in Hayes investigating a report that a girl had been sexually assaulted Monday near Massey Park. The victim reported that she met a young man on social media and agreed to meet him at the park. At the park, the man reportedly physically restrained the victim and then sexually assaulted her. The suspect then fled the park. The victim ran from the scene before calling police with another female. The Hutch Post reports the suspect was described as a white male, about 6 feet tall, with a medium athletic build, short brown hair, and a beard. Hayes authorities asking anyone with possible information to contact law enforcement. The University of Kansas planning to close its Confucius Institute in January. An email sent Monday to faculty and staff from Interim Provost Carl Lejeune said the institute will close in part because of a 2018 law that restricts Department of Defense funds to universities that host Confucius Institutes. And if you're keeping track, today marks 1 week until Christmas. Mid-America Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Santa! Is it really him?
Ho, 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 ho! Settle down, buddy. I have to tell people about Blue Valley Technologies' Christmas gift.
Is it gumdrops and candy canes?
No, buddy, even better. $100 gift card. Upgrade your internet today and have some extra cash for the holidays.
Presents!
Contact Blue Valley Technologies for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. The Lincoln City Council has forbidden vaping in public spaces and work sites, adding e-cigarettes to the city ban on indoor smoking of tobacco products. The council voted 7-0 for the ordinance this week. It takes effect in 2 weeks. The council rejected an attempt to delay implementation so that vape shops could seek exemptions. Sarah Linden is president of the Nebraska Vape Vendors Association. She says vaping is less harmful than smoking. Worker safety, cancer prevention, and heart health advocates testified in support of the ordinance. A former Democratic U.S. Senate candidate is running again for a seat in Nebraska. Chris Janicek of Omaha announced in a press release yesterday that he'll file paperwork next week for another Senate term. He's seeking the seat held by U.S. Senator Ben Sasse, a heavy favorite to win re-election. Mid-America Network News.
Hey guys, this is Sam Speck, farm broadcaster here at the Mid-America Ag Network, alongside Randy McCurry, the ag truck specialist at Rusty Eck Ford. Randy, if somebody's looking for a truck, why choose Rusty Eck Ford?
Rusty Eck Ford has the state's largest selection of Ford trucks in the lot, which makes it easy to find the perfect truck that any farmer or rancher might be looking for, whether it be an F-150, F-250, or F-350. So if you need a truck, give me a call, and I'll make sure the process of buying is smooth and easy with no hassles.
Now, Randy, any incentives right now with Rusty Eck Ford?
Absolutely. Right now at Rusty Eck, you get $3,000 straight off the top for any new F-Series truck, and you keep the rebates. So it is a good time to come in and buy.
Over 300 trucks on the lot, financing available, and a parts and service department that will take care of any issue you might have. Truck buying made easy at Rusty Eck Ford. Go online and take a look at a huge selection, or stop by the lot, 7310 East Kellogg in Wichita. Ask for Randy McCurry or call 580-272-4661. Again, that's 580-272-4661.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners last Monday opened discussion on renewing the neighborhood revitalization program, which expires the end of December. The current plan encompasses the entire boundary of Marshall County and is a rebate of 60% for 3 years. Ellen Barber and Nick Stahl encouraged the board to think about establishing designated places for improvement and focus more on infill housing. It was also suggested the board establish a higher rebate amount for this type of improvement. Commissioner Barb Kiekhafer would like to see some type of grievance process for those taxpayers delinquent in paying taxes instead of just removing them from the program. Former county appraiser Janet Deaver feels the program is a benefit to the taxpayer and they should be held accountable and responsible for complying with rules of the plan, including paying taxes on time. It was consensus of the board the appraiser's office should be the starting point for all applications. Following discussion, a motion passed unanimously to renew the current neighborhood revitalization program for 3 years at a 60% rebate. The only change will be the appraiser's office will be responsible for processing applications. Accountants asked about finalizing the 2020 budget lines, including any raises for the upcoming year. The board instructed to calculate $100 a month raises for all employees and input that into the final budget. Actual payroll expenses for 2019 will be entered and a final budget forwarded to the board. The 2020 budget expenditures and levy have already been set. These adjustments are made within the budget and does not require amendments. Auditors met with the board to discuss resolutions approved last December for transfers of a portion of balances remaining in various funds. Once transfer decisions are made, the county will notify auditors and they'll finalize the 2018 audit. Commissioners unanimously voted to rescind two resolutions which allowed for balance remaining in the 2018 sheriff's budget not to exceed $180,000 be transferred into the sheriff's reserve fund and the balance remaining in the 2018 county general fund not to exceed $1.5 million be transferred into the sheriff's reserve fund. They voted to modify resolutions to transfer any remaining balance to the capital improvement fund if the resolutions cannot be rescinded. Just 10 members of the public were present for a recent community information meeting regarding the proposed jail project. It was noted that turnout was light and a second meeting may be scheduled. Architect and the builder presented plans and Sheriff Dan Hargrave and staff noted concerns with safety for staff and inmates at the current facility, which was built some 40 years ago. The proposal would better isolate inmates and would connect the current jail with the courthouse. Washington County Commissioners met last Monday and approved New Year's schedule as follows, with the courthouse and county offices closing noon to 5, December 31st, and closing January 1st. The sheriff, jail, and dispatch offices will receive 4 hours per shift December 31st. A new subdivision proposed in Hanover Township, Little Blue River Estates, was approved. Nemohol County Commissioners, following executive session, unanimously voted last week to eliminate the position of Assistant Emergency Preparedness Director and to notify Steve Durier, who currently holds the post. Commissioners approved for publication the 2019 budget amendments as recommended by the county clerk. Warren McCoy, age 80, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial Friday at 3:30 in the Lyons, Kansas Municipal Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville in charge of arrangements for Warren McCoy, who passed away unexpectedly but peacefully at his home Friday. McCoy was a teacher at Marysville Schools for some 30 years. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, turkey, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole, a whole wheat roll, and cherry dessert. Tomorrow, smothered pork chops, seasoned diced potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, whole wheat bread, and cherry fluff. Check out a school and community calendar. Marysville Junior High Girls Basketball League tournament has been rescheduled for this afternoon. Marysville 7 through 12 vocal music concert this evening at 7. KNDY News time is 7:15.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
A reminder, first half personal property taxes are due Friday, December 20th by mail or at the county treasurer's office.
2019 is quickly coming to a close. The girls on Broadway at Alliance Insurance want to say we appreciate your business. Best wishes to you and your families for a happy and safe holiday season.
Merry Christmas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map for this Thursday, not a whole lot to talk about across the central parts of the Midwest. Quiet weather, and we'll continue to see quiet weather all the way through the end of the week and even into the weekend. So definitely great weather if you are traveling out and about across the central and east central parts of the Midwest. Temperatures a little bit cool for today behind this dry cold front, but we will see warming temperatures as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend. So looking at the forecast for today, sunny skies around 40. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies in the lower 20s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies, warmer temperatures in the upper 40s with wind gusts as high as 20. Tomorrow night becoming mostly cloudy in the upper 20s. As we head into Friday, mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures lower 40s. For Friday night, mostly clear, lower 20s. And Saturday, we'll continue with mostly sunny skies. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-December, 38. Record high on this date, 54 in 2002. The average low, 19. The record low is 14 below zero in 2016. Sunset this evening, 5:04. Sunrise in the morning at 7:43. Another chilly start, 13 degrees in Marysville this morning with light winds. That's Cheka, the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 18th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Merry Christmas from CJ Express. Get fueled up and stocked up for the holidays. The lunch special for December in Marysville is a baked potato with all the toppings, and CJ West is baking up the Blazin' Barbecue Pizza again. You can even do some Christmas shopping in any of our stores. T-shirts, plush dinos, travel mugs, and gift cards all make fantastic gifts. Safe travels from CJ Express.
The Road Warrior Lakers run into trouble in the nation's heartland, and history made on ice. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. With their 14-game road winning streak on the line and playing without star forward Anthony Davis, the Lakers face their stiffest test yet against the Pacers.
Brogdon right edge, left hand center of the floor. Howard out to pick him up. That's a mismatch. Let's see what Brogdon does. He'll drive on Howard. He got to the goal and he put it up and in with the right hand.
On WFNI, Malcolm Brogdon's layup with 36 seconds remaining sealed the 105-102 win for the Pacers. In New Orleans, the Pelicans attempted to snap a franchise-worst 12-game losing streak as they hosted the Nets, but Brooklyn's Spencer Dinwiddie would not oblige.
Pelicans refusing to go away with a minute 16 to go in overtime. Dinwiddie tries past Holiday, driving it strong, the reverse, and it's good for Spencer Dinwiddie. He's got 31.
On WFAN, the Nets muscled their way past the Pelicans 108-101 in overtime. This is ABC Sports. Baseball, the Washington Nationals officially announced the re-signing of starting pitcher Steven Strasburg. The 31-year-old World Series MVP and the organization agreed to 7 years, $245 million. No opt-outs or trade clauses. Strasburg spoke about the prospect of finishing his career in the nation's capital.
To be in one spot and grow as a person, as a player, and be a part of an organization like this, you can't really let those opportunities go by.
To the ice. After sitting out the past two games, the Penguins' Evgeny Malkin made quite the historic return.
Bounces for Rust. Left wing feed for Malkin. Shoots for the empty net. And he scores! And there it is! Career goal number 400 for Evgeny Malkin.
On WXDX, Malkin becomes the seventh Russian-born and fourth Penguins player to score 400 or more goals in his career as Pittsburgh cruises past the Calgary Flames 4-1. This is Rich Cantu. ABC.
Take a look at your high school basketball scoreboard for Tuesday in girls action. Marysville falls on the road 45-43. Axtell falls on the road 33-20. Centralia won on the road over Onega 56-28. Hanover defeated Blue Valley Randolph 53-38. Lynn falls to Clifton Clyde in double overtime 49-43. Valley Heights defeats Frankfort 46-41. Diller Odell falls to Johnson Brock 48-46, and Southern defeats Falls City 45-29. In boys action Tuesday night, Marysville falls on the road 44-43. Axel defeats Wetmore 66-39. Hanover were winners over Blue Valley Randolph 55-49. Lynn falls to Clifton Clyde 62-45. Valley Heights defeats Frankfort 60-56. And Diller Odell falls to Johnson Brock 43-32.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life, and auto, and home, and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. The Senate Ag Committee yesterday announced passage of legislation to support agrobiodefense. Committee Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas says legislation means one step closer to securing a more robust defense of the nation's agriculture and food supply. The National Bio and Agri-Defense Facility Act of 2019 would authorize the Ag Secretary to use a facility as a national security lab protecting agriculture and food. The bill directs NBAF to carry out the relevant objectives of Homeland Security Presidential Directive and the National Biodefense Strategy, both aimed at securing the nation's food supply and agriculture. The $1.25 billion facility in Manhattan is expected to be operational by 2022-2023. Ranking member of the committee, Debbie Stabenow, said legislation important in the critical effort to help safeguard the food supply from animal diseases and international threats. Lawmakers in the House on track to pass USMCA this week. The House Ways and Means Committee began the process yesterday. Consider the implementation bill in a markup hearing. During that hearing, Committee Chairman Richard Neal said during his opening statement, mentioned nothing about agriculture, but said the changes set a new standard for U.S. trade agreements. Ranking Republican of the committee, Kevin Brady, said that the prize opened Canada's market for several U.S. agriculture commodities. The committee moved the bill onto the full House for consideration. That's expected to vote on the implementing bill on Thursday. The Senate, though, will not consider the legislation until after the impeachment hearing, likely sometime late January. This bill repeals the current North American Free Trade Agreement and replaces it with USMCA. President Trump sent the implementing legislation to Congress last week following an agreement on changes to the deal with House Democrats. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. We've had a great year of production on the farm this year. Unfortunately, the price farmers and ranchers receive is near or below the cost of production. This is not the first time and won't be the last. But one thing you do need is a reliable source of agriculture news and information to help you through your decision-making process. This station and AgView.net is that source. From grains, livestock policy, and the latest innovations, you get what you need in the format you use on Facebook, AgView.net, Twitter, at AgView News, and on the web, AgView.net. Helping you feed the world, we are AgView.net.
Good Wednesday morning. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information right here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Briefly, we're recapping how yesterday finished up as corn futures were up by 1¾ cents to 2 cents at the close. More gains in the bean market. Wheat finishes Tuesday in the green, and cotton was lower after the Tuesday round of trading. Live cattle futures also lower. Nearby feeder cattle futures were mixed yesterday. Feeder cattle index was up 49 cents to 145.10. Wholesale box beef prices were much lower on the Tuesday. The choice select spread had tightened to single digits. Choice boxes were a full 427 lower to 212.81. On the other hand, select boxes were at 203.47 following a 204 drop. Lean hog futures were down 65 cents in the Feb futures, with April down just a nickel. Now to this morning through the overnight round of trading, seeing quite a bit of red as the grains giving back some of their gains from yesterday. March corn currently down 1¼ cents at 388¾ and similar slight losses further into next year. Kansas City wheat down 4¼ at 462¾. Soybeans also seeing some red this morning as January currently down 1¼ cents at 927½. The soy meal for January currently at 300.70. That's down 160. And soy oil down 23 points at 33.59. Cotton complex, however, starting a bit higher this morning, up 16 points for March at 66.60, up 14 for May at 67.75. Also a bit lower through the energy complex as January crude oil down 45 at 60.49. Also down 45 for February at 60.43. Slightly lower for unleaded gas, down 2 cents currently at 166 a gallon. Heating oil is down a penny at 202. And January natural gas also in the red, down 2 at 229. Dollar index up 15 points for March at 96.92. And through the metals, we see mixed numbers. December gold slightly higher at 14.74.60. Silver's up 2 at 17 even, but sees red into next year. I'm Sam Speck with your latest market information here on this Wednesday, right here through the Mid-America Ag Network.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It's agriculture, of course. The announcement last week from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi that a deal had been reached with the White House on the NAFTA 2.0, the U.S.-Canada-Mexico trade agreement, was met with a big yawn. More about that after this.
Your best defense against breast cancer is a mammogram. I'm Dr. Sandy Goldberg, a breast cancer survivor and founder of a Silver Lining Foundation. And early detection saved my life. Are you uninsured? Are you underinsured? Are you a survivor and need follow-up testing? Feel like you have nowhere to turn? Times are tough, but getting a mammogram shouldn't be. Call us at 312-345-1322. A Silver Lining Foundation is here to help.
If you were watching the agricultural commodity markets last week at the Chicago Board of Trade to see what kind of response there would be to the announcement that a deal had been reached between House Democrats and the White House on the NAFTA 2.0 agreement, well, you didn't see much. John Payne is publisher of This Week in Grain, a newsletter that's actually a daily newsletter that comes out every Monday through Friday morning. John, why the no response?
I think that was very priced in. You know, this has been a long ordeal as far as getting this factored. And I think the big negotiating points were not around ag towards the end of it. So I think a lot of that is priced in at this point. You know, the big buyers that we've seen have been Mexico. It's not like we're starving for that buyer to come back to the market. They've been around this whole time. In fact, if you're looking for a potential market, it would be like pork. I think that would be where you could see some increases in purchases. The trade deals themselves, if President Trump has touted, you know, tremendous gains, I guess, when it comes to Japan and trade deals with Korea and now the USMCA. We haven't seen a lot of row crop or specifically feed grain buying from that. Japan hasn't increased much buying at all over the last couple of months, and Mexico has been right there the whole time. So I think any additional corn purchases are going to need to come from a change in the currency in South America. That really is the biggest factor here, in my opinion. We are sitting on 5-year lows when it comes to the Argentinian peso and the Brazilian real. That's really where we compete on soybeans with. So if those currencies will get stronger, it'll make our prices look better, global buyers. And that's really the push and pull you're seeing with the Federal Reserve, and that's why I think the president's been so vocal about trying to get easier interest rates here, because the strong U.S. dollar is really hurting a big part of his base.
John Payne's got his eye on ethanol.
If I sit here and I look at the analysis over like a 10-year period, ethanol is my biggest concern as far as where is demand growth going to come from in corn. You know, feed obviously is one that can do it, but it's not going to do it on rallies, meaning we're not going to see a $4, $5 corn price point as like a baseline for most ag and see demand drivers for feed. The ethanol is the one I think you could see demand drivers from just due to the fact that overseas markets could use it because that will then create a competition versus soybeans and corn, which essentially could produce boons for both markets.
You can get John Payne's newsletter for free, This Week in Grain, at thisweekingrain.com. Back after this.
The Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be having a special stock cow and bred heifer sale Wednesday, December the 18th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. on the fall calving pairs, followed by the bred heifers and young bred cows. Early consignments include 150 fancy, black Angus, first calf heifers, calf hood vaccinated, 55 are northern origin, 45 will be garden genetic profit daughters. They're all bred to low birth weight calving East Angus bulls for mid-January through April calves. We'll have 50 fancy red Angus first calf heifers, bred to low birth weight red Angus bulls for February March calves, 85 black-white faced cows, 3 to 5 years old, bred to black Angus and black Simmental bulls for February March calving, 100 choice black and black-white faced and red Angus cows, 3 to 4 years old, bred to Angus and balancer bulls for February March calves. We'll have a complete dispersal of 45 red Angus Charlotte Cross cows, 4 to 7 years old, bred to red Angus bulls for February March calves. Pairs include 34 choice Angus first calf heifer pairs with September and November calves by side. We'll have 125 black crossbred cows. They'll have 30 to 90 day old fall calves by side. We'll have many more bred cows and pairs by sale time. Also offered will be a 30-month-old red Simmental Angus bull. You can sign cows or for more information on a special cow sale for Wednesday, December the 18th, starting 11 o'clock a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company. Please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
It's 7:30 from KNDY. 13 degrees in Marysville this morning as highs approach 40 again today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Hayden Fry, the Texan, who revived Iowa football, became a Hawkeye State institution over 2 decades as a Big Ten coach, died at the age of 90. Fry's family announced through the University of Iowa that the former coach died yesterday with his family at his side after a long battle with cancer. Fry had never been to Iowa before taking over the Hawkeyes in 1979. At Iowa, Fry not only produced winning teams, but also a long line of successful head coaches, to include Bill Snyder and Bob Stoops. 6 Kansas City Chiefs selected to play in the Pro Bowl, the NFL making that announcement yesterday. They are Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones, Tyreek Hill, Mecole Hardman, and Frank Clark. The 2020 Pro Bowl is set for January 26th at 2 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
It was a Valley Heights sweep over Frankfort in high school basketball action Tuesday night in Frankfort. It was a close back-and-forth battle in the girls' game where Valley Heights pulled away in the fourth quarter to win it 46-41. Kat Torber and Emma Youngerberg each scored 12 points. Emma Torber and Sam Vermitten added 8 each for Valley Heights, who improves now to 3-1. Frankfort was led by Allie Tomer with 21 points, and Kennan Brandt added 8 for the Lady Wildcats, who fall to 3-2 on the season. Valley Heights' Cameron Beardsley led all scorers with 28 points in the boys' game, 13 in the fourth quarter alone, as the Mustangs beat Frankfort 60-56. Bryson Kenworthy added 11 for Valley Heights, who get their first win of the season to improve to 1-3. Aiden Gerstner hit 7 three-pointers, leading the way for Frankfort with 21 points. Gavin Cornelison added in 12, and Samuel Gross scored 11 for the Wildcats, who dropped to 2-3. For KNDY Sports, I'm Ben Keller.
Marysville Bulldogs fall short in close ones at Concordia as the Panthers pick up their first wins of the season in girls' play 45-43 and in boys' play 44-43. Slow start for Marysville offensively in both ball games. Marysville girls tied the game at 23 all at halftime on a Macy Raver 3. Marysville had a chance late. Charlie Wallmeyer had a basket waved off, got the winning free throws, and he was supported by 2, led by Kendall Reynolds with 17 points. Louis Bichard scored 11. Sharon Rundus with 44-43. The boys' final. Marysville had the last shot of the ball game, but couldn't get a long ball to fall. Cordia led by Chance Collison with 20 points. His brother Cav had 14. Combined, they had 34 of their 44 points. Marysville was led by Dalton Denner with 4 trays and 12 points. Matt Holly scored 11. Concordia 44, Marysville 43. And the boys, Concordia improves to 1-3. Marysville Hall 4-1. Concordia needs Abilene Friday. Marysville tips off at Chapman. Reporting for KNY Sports, I'm Bruce here.
Taking a look at your high school basketball scoreboard for Tuesday in girls action. Marysville falls on the road 45-43. Axtell falls on the road 33-20. Centralia won on the road over Onega 56-28. Hanover defeated Blue Valley Randolph 53-38. Lynn falls to Clifton Clyde in double overtime 49-43. Valley Heights defeats Frankfort 46-41. Diller Odell falls to Johnson Brock 48-46, and Southern defeats Falls City 45-29. In boys action Tuesday night, Marysville falls on the road 44-43. Axel defeats Wetmore 66-39. Hanover were winners over Blue Valley Randolph 55-49. Lynn falls to Clifton Clyde 62-45. Valley Heights defeats Frankfort 60-56. And Diller Odell falls to Johnson Brock 43-32.
A Thursday night basketball broadcast as Washington County tips off at Centralia. Girls and boys games live on KNDY FM 95.5, on air, online, and on our mobile app.
Tempted to toss your furry friend a treat from the holiday table? We will share some critter caution today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes, and arthritis. Have you tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, workout gadgets, and every diet plan known to man? A European doctor has uncovered a miracle breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. The details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. Meltingbelly.com.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So, what's stopping you? Your membership gives you access to the state's largest and most influential advocacy organization, the Voice of Agriculture in Topeka, Washington, D.C., and counties across the state. You'll also be helping build strong, prosperous communities through agriculture advocacy and education. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, December 18th, the 357th.